Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week, we share a Bible reading and brief devotion from a Christian thought leader as published in Disciplines by Upper Room Books. And today we turn to the Gospel according to Luke for our passage. An important theme in the lectionary readings for this week, including this section from Luke, is reconciliation. Well, that's another big word. Last week it was lectionary. This week, reconciliation. Well, simply put, reconciliation is the restoring of a just and peaceful relationship, the healing of a fracture between people or between us and God. And of course, reconciliation involves an apology or confession and forgiveness. Let's begin with a prayer. We again pause and quiet ourselves for a few moments this day to listen to your word to us, O God. We open our hearts to receive now that we may offer Christ's love and grace to our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And that again was a reading from Luke chapter 11. It was verses 1 through 13. And now for a reflection on this passage written by Jeannie Alexander, Executive Director of No Exceptions Prison Collective, and co-founding resident of Harriet Tubman House, an international community in Nashville, Tennessee, dedicated to works of abolition, liberation, and food sovereignty. She writes, "Reconciliation sometimes comes only with persistence, but that does not mean belligerence. Rather, it is an unwavering dedication to the new path of righteousness. Often people are not ready to receive an apology or participate in the process of reconciliation. They are hurt and need to heal. Only with the constant display of new understanding can they risk accepting a new relationship. When we look for signs of reconciliation, we can easily become discouraged. Our world is tumbling through ecological collapse, while we labor under corrupt hierarchies, look for hope amid broken families, strive for justice with governments that cage other human beings, and keep the faith of God's love in the face of churches that preach hate. Reconciliation sometimes seems hopeless. But if we dare to walk this path, we will find that Jesus has cleared it and walked ahead of us. The request for bread and forgiveness of debts is not merely metaphorical. They are the difference between life and death. Never forget that the everyday reality of Jesus of Nazareth was a world of domination and deprivation. In today's scripture, Jesus reminds us that we must press on, steadfast and unwavering. We must dedicate ourselves to justice, mercy, and love. When we pray for the earth to be as it is in heaven, or for our debts to be forgiven as we forgive, we are not reciting a line that requires nothing of us. We are committing our entire lives to God's work. As we dedicate ourselves and do the work day by day, we will see the Spirit working alongside us. When we keep seeking the new world, we will find it in the most unlikely places. Creator of all life, justice, and a way forward, give us bread for today and the strength to create a system that forgives debts so that our children may be fed tomorrow. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Onsio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services during the summer at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 a.m. service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.